This channel, Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness, will air the personal collection of The Norm Nathan Show, for which I produced on WBZ-AM from 1989 until his sudden passing on October 29, 1996. Norm spent 50-plus years in Boston broadcasting, working at WCOP, WESX, WMEX, WHDH, WEEI, WRKO, WMRE, and WBZ. Whether news, talk, or music, he did it. Sometimes combining them all. Many of the recordings you will hear were sent to me by a fan and friend, Joan McCool. Others are from my personal collection. All will air as they were recorded with the warmth an old analog tape recording provides. Some with good old-fashioned home editing of the play pause button, and all with the ever-comforting voice of Uncle Norm. I cannot tell you how long I have been meaning to do this. I had to acquire and repair some old broadcast equipment to digitize some of the tapes I have. Upgrade the computer to be able to render this stuff quickly. And now, with us living through this pandemic and a 2020 that is far from the perfect vision it connotates, well, better late than never to enjoy a much-needed escape from the daily. It's taken all this time for me to listen to these recordings consistently. Through the years, I have taken one or two out, but it was more than 10 years before I could even bring myself to do that. And even then, I would play only one now and again. Though they made me laugh, they also made me cry. His passing and the hole it left in my heart was and is immense. It forever saddens me that this type of radio, the way it was meant to be, is gone. Killed by companies that have no idea what tradition means, especially here in New England. These tapes harken back to a carefree time when radio was all I ever dreamed it could be, and I am forever grateful that I had the opportunity to work with Norm and other radio legends. All these years later, I still cannot believe it. I wish I had every show we did together. Those early years before I would join him on the air, I played sound effects reacting to what he said, background music while he delivered the weather or lottery, and more. I cannot emphasize enough how special our relationship was. We would improvise and react on the fly and created some of the funniest moments. We talked about writing some bits, as he did on WHDH with the Swap Shop and other hilarity. But what we did, though it may sometimes sound rehearsed, I assure you, it never was. We were in sync. Now every hour, 24 hours a day, were recorded on what we called logger tapes. I'm sure most, if not all, have been recycled by WBZ, so those times will remain a memory, and the sounds, well, they're probably reaching another civilization by now, and hopefully they're all laughing their alien butts off. It does make what I do have ever more special. I want this to be an all-encompassing, career-spanning compendium of the man with the body of well-tempered steel, boyish grin, and crooked smile. Maybe you recorded yourself when you called in to talk or participate in some of our foolishness. Maybe, like Joan, had the foresight to just record his show every once in a while. It's a tall order, I know, but if you're out there and have anything or know anyone who does from his days at those stations I mentioned at the beginning of this intro, reach out to me at NormNathanVOS, for, of course, Vault of Silliness. So that's NormNathanVOS@gmail.com, and share your memories. I would be just so darn grateful. My current plan is to feature one or two shows a week, uploaded every Friday and Saturday, so we can escape the doldrums of the week, just as we did when Norm was on every weekend. The exception being this premiere, broadcasting here on the 24th anniversary of when the old sport left us. Future plans? It would be great to include interviews with those with whom I've worked, as well as those of us who work with Norm throughout his career. If this little rebroadcast podcast gains any traction, hearing from listeners, relatives of listeners, former colleagues, and maybe even some folks featured in the commercials as well would be incredible. You will hear all the themes and show openers we aired that were done so professionally by the dynamic duo of Linda Chase and Dave Currier. Drop-ins and sound effects, funny songs that Norm would sing along to, and more. Plus, Jack Hart and a cavalcade of WBZ producers and traffic reporters. The dumb birthday game, the swell music quiz with Ed Mullen, the multitude of game giveaways on Sunday nights with Tribond, Geographax, 20 Questions, and so many others. Marilyn Gorelnick, Lance Cartain and his orchestra, Sabu, You Wonderful Elephant Boy, and all the kids in the teen canteen. the guest interviews, calls to phone booths around the world, and of course you, the callers, who helped fill the nights with your own stories, anecdotes, and so many other highlights. You were as much a part of our lives as I hope we were yours. Now, from this plush but not overly ostentatious home studio, sit back and relax as we open Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness for Episode 1, starting with a dumb birthday game from July 15th, 1995, featuring Catherine from Randolph, Dick in Framingham, Bill in Cincinnati, Ohio, Jack Hart, yours truly on the phone, and Hope Shower producing. Working with Norm was and always will be the absolute highlight of my radio days. This is for you, big guy.
Play the dumb, 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 dumb birthday game. You don't need skill, you don't have to be a brain. You just call Norm to play the dumb birthday game. Play the dumb, dumb birthday game.
Yes. How are you? How you doing there, Catherine? I'm awful good.
We're down on the farm, I guess.
We're down what?
Down on the farm.
You're down on the farm in Randolph? You have farms in Randolph, do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been to Randolph a number of times, and I've never seen farms down there.
Oh, there's a few.
Pardon me?
There's quite a few.
There are quite a few.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, we have Dick in Framingham.
Hi, Norm.
Hello, Dick.
How are you?
I'm okay. You sound like I feel like a student talking to you, like I'm going to school for the first day, and you're the teacher ready to prep us all.
Well, you sit down and do a good job.
I will. I'll do a very fine job, because I don't want to get thrown out of your class.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Boynton was his name.
Boynton, that's right. Boynton, that's right. What do you do, Dick?
I'm in the insurance business.
Okay, okay.
I stay awake at night and listen to you.
Well, hey, you can't be too bad then. That sounds good. We have Bill, who is out in Cincinnati. Bill, hello.
Hello, Uncle Normie.
I've got a nephew in Cincinnati.
You do?
I think that's very, very nice. No, I'm just, that's you. You call me Uncle. See,
oh, that's right. That's
so
right.
I was responding in the same kind of way.
Very good.
That's good. Can you hear us okay out in Cincinnati?
Fine, fine.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. It gives us a feeling of power.
Good.
Oh, jeez. Okay, we also have, is this Tony Nesbitt we have with us before me?
Is it hot enough for you?
Hot enough? No, it's not hot enough until sweat comes out of my nostrils.
Know what I like to say?
Yeah?
No, it isn't hot. Oh, you got to ask me. You have to ask. How hot is it?
Okay. Oh, Tony.
Yes, Norm.
How hot is it hot enough for you, fella?
Take 2. Take 2. We'll try
it again. Okay, we'll try it again. Okay. Oh, Tony.
Yes, Norm.
Is it hot enough, you know, for you?
No, it isn't, Norm. I like it just a little bit hotter, so when I walk down the street, I can make my own gravy.
You know how hot it is?
How hot is it?
Just a moment ago, I saw a dog, chasing a cat.
Yeah?
And they were both just walking so slowly. You know how hot it is?
How hot is it?
I saw a cat chasing a mouse, and they were walking ever so slowly.
Oh.
Hey, let's bring Tony in. Not Jack in on this, because he probably's got some good lines too. Hi, oh, Jack, yes. What? How hot is it out where you are?
It is so hot the mosquito just sat on my arm and looked at me. It ain't so much the heat. It's the humidity.
Oh, then, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to jot
that one down.
That's a good one. It's right, not the
down.
Heat.
That's a good one. How hot it is?
How hot is it?
My sweat is sweating.
Oh, my sweat is sweating. That's so wonderful. It's so sickening. As a matter of fact, it's so hot that... Can you see if you can tie this in? The secretarial pool has nothing to do with people. Just, well, never mind.
It's so hot, I had to put my coffee in the oven just to bring the temperature down.
Oh, that's okay. We also have with us Hope Shower, probably. Is it hot enough for you, Hope Shower, producer person?
It's definitely hot enough for me. I'm a cold weather person. Definitely.
That wasn't too terribly funny, was it?
No, I'm sorry. You guys, I'm a straight person.
Hope. That really sucked, didn't it? That was really rotten.
Sounds Forgive like Hope's me. Voice is wilting.
True.
Hope's voice
True.
Is wilting.
Definitely.
Okay. Anyway, let's play the dumb breathing, because I was going to say that cools you off. It doesn't do any such thing. I sometimes, at least as disc jockey, when I was a disc jockey way back in my other life,
I remember that.
Remember that?
Yeah, you used to play the old Edison cylinders, right?
That's right. Yeah,
and used to turn rocks.
Yeah, all day long I jump and run about. You can always hear me shouting
That's
out.
A cool song.
Yeah, I used to do that. We would say things like, "Perhaps some pleasant music will help cool us off," which was really so much stupid. Nothing's gonna cool you off.
Wait, Johnny,
who listened to that song? I'm comfortable now.
Okay, but I'm sorry. Who do we interrupt?
I'm sorry.
Dick.
Oh, Dick was saying something.
Yeah, I said Johnny from Philip Morris was a person.
No, I know he's a person, but and maybe that was that his real name?
Yeah, he was a midget, I think. Or a little man.
He was a little man, yes. He was a short person. Yeah, no, but I...
He was vertically challenged.
That's right, he was.
One of the weak folk.
Say, was the woman who played the operator, was that Bebe the Barrett?
Now, I don't know whether she was...
Wasn't she part of the...
She might very well have been. I'm thinking of Brenda and Cobina, who were a pair of funny-voiced people who were on the Bob Hope Show, and I didn't know whether Bebe Benaderet was on that show or the Jack Benny Show.
The Jack Benny Show.
Jack Benny Show.
I think.
Okay, Bebe Benaderet was one of them, the operator.
Oh, just one additional thing. Those little Hootsie Cup covers came in blue and white in sepia tone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You mean the pictures were blue or sepia? How could they be white?
Well, blue.
Yeah?
If they were all blue, you couldn't see the face, so that had to be blue and sepia tone.
A sepia tone was brown.
That's right.
Okay.
On with the show.
Yeah.
Little wooden
yeah.
spoons came in an elastic in the ice chest with them.
The little wooden spoons.
But you know, the thing of it is a Hootsie does not taste the same if it's not eaten with a wooden stick.
That's right.
I know that. As a matter of fact, we you know, we do at our house. We eat everything with wooden spoons. Oh, yes. Hot Yankee pot roast. Little wooden spoon.
Wooden spoon,
yeah. Was there a joke that I missed somewhere?
No, you said you eat everything with spoon. Yankee pot roast, you eat with a spoon. I said New York sirloin, you eat with a spoon.
That's right, too.
A wooden spoon.
That's right, too. I once went out with a girl, but I only took her out once because she wouldn't spoon. Okay, today is the birthday of, if I may change the subject quickly, Karras, a football star actor from Gary, Indiana, in the TV series Webster, with his wife Susan Clark. He did the Lazy Boy TV commercials, that is correct, Alex Karras. How old would you expect he would be? Oh, today, incidentally, is St. Swithin's Day. St. Swithin's Day. What's the history of St. Swithin's Day?
It's also Bastille. Oh, yesterday was Bastille Day.
Yesterday was July 14th. Let's see.
That's the one with the breath
yes.
scandal? The Swithin's? Oh, with the throat?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I don't have any idea. I know it's St. Swithin's Day, and I...
Blessing of the throat? I don't know.
I don't know. Catherine from Randolph. Hello.
Hi,
Catherine. How old do you think Alex Karras is today?
I think probably around 65.
Around 65?
Yeah.
Okay, Dick, what do you think?
Oh, I'd say about 54.
54. Bill?
I would say 51.
Bill would say 51. And Hope, what do you think?
56.
I beg your pardon. Did you say it into the microphone?
Mm-hmm. 56.
Oh, 56. Okay, and Jack?
53.
Jack says 53. And Tony says...
When did he play football?
He played football when he was a much younger man.
Okay. Don't tell me anymore.
No, that should be enough for you.
Usually in the afternoon.
Sometimes he played D in the afternoon. That's quite true. That's usually on a Sunday.
And if Mom let him, maybe even Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
50... Oh, I don't know. 52.
52. Okay. Alex Karras, actually, today is 60.
Wow.
60 years old. He's an old.
I didn't know.
He's an old poop.
How old is Webster? Like 45.
The kid.
I always wanted to punt him to the upright. I always wanted to. Someone to hold him, and I wanted to punt him to the upright.
You guys are mean.
He was like 33 when he was.
I don't think I ever saw that show. I remember him. You know, when I'm changing channels.
Well,
saying,
Coleman, I don't mind. Webster, on the other hand, that guy. Oh.
Awful guy. Yeah. Awful
Webster's
kid.
He's exactly the year, same size today as he was then.
I was trying to gauge Alex from that movie Blazing Saddles. Where he knocked that horse out.
That's right, too. Was he in that?
He knocked the horse out in Blazing Saddles.
Oh, yeah, okay. Anyway, Hope came in the closest. She said 56, so she was 4 years off. And... that's about it. Catherine came second close. She said 65.
Okay.
Anyway, so Hope wins the first round as we go to Linda Ronstadt. Oh. Linda Ronstadt. Let me see what I can tell you about Linda. It would help. She's born in Tucson, Arizona. She started the Stone Ponies in Los Angeles when she was 18 years old. They had a hit Different Drum in 1967. Her biggest single, You're No Good, in 1974, she was in The Pirates of Penzance, the operetta, at the Eurus Theater in New York City in 1980, and also the film in 1983, and of course, more recently, in the past few years, recorded some albums with Nelson Riddle's band, some pop things, a la Sinatra kind of. Well, I say that because Nelson Riddle did a lot of the arrangements for Sinatra. That's Linda Ronstadt. She was great, I thought, in the Pirates of Penzance. She was, the guy in that had been a rock performer,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, wasn't it, was it Leif Garrett?
No. Oh, well, it might have been for a while, but the one in the movie...
Yeah, was the other guy.
Was not. It was,
He was a blonde-haired guy.
Yes, yes. I can't think of his name either. Son of a gun.
Was it Peter Noon?
Yes. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. That's who it was. And he was with Linda Ronstadt in the movie. I saw the Pirates of Penzance in Boston live performance, and the actor in that, playing that role, was Jim Belushi.
Huh. No.
Yes, wow. Yes, and he was excellent. He was really very funny.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, I have seen that because
you're a
theater. Well, this was the theater. Theater is my blood and soul. It's my reason for being is the theater. That's right. With no theater, I would shrivel up and die.
That's because you have a soul of a...
Shut up.
A soul of a thespian.
Did you hear that? Did you hear what she said?
Can you say that on the radio?
Body language.
Okay, Tony, what do you think? Linda Ronstadt.
She's either this or she's that.
Okay, so I put down this or that?
The other.
Well, why don't you put down this?
I'll put down this and 46. That.
Can you say that on the radio?
What do you say, 46?
I say 46.
46.
I have a feeling it might be that, though.
Okay, well, the 40, that, this is a 46.
This is 46. That's what I said.
That is, yeah, that, well, that is about 82.
No.
So I think it was a safe guess that you made, and I'm going to ask the same question.
Yeah.
Until we get a correct answer. The next question I will ask, that question I will ask of Jack Hart.
And what is the question? Oh, Linda Ronstadt's age.
So you're telling me my answer is incorrect? You said you would continue to ask the question until you get a correct answer.
I did say that, and there was a bad choice of words. The question, by the way, and I'm going to rephrase it for Jack.
Am I wrong? Is it you're telling me I want to change my answer then if you tell me I'm wrong?
No, I didn't say that at all, no. I was going to ask Jack a different question. I was going to ask Jack, if a train left Boston at 6 o'clock on a Saturday morning, mm-hmm, traveling at 200,000 miles an hour, and another train left San Francisco at the same time, which would be 3 a.m. their time, mm-hmm, 6 o'clock our time, traveling at the same speed, when would it get to Fond du Lac?
The bus driver.
The bus driver is correct. Okay. That's part one of your questions. The second part of your question is, how old is Linda Ronstadt today?
Oh, the bus driver.
That's right. Linda Ronstadt is
the bus driver.
Correct.
That's equal to the taxi driver.
Yeah. Let's see.
I reckon Linda Ronstadt. Are you talking to me?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, the movie, as I recall, they made that into a movie when she was the bus driver. And if the bus traveled less than 60 miles an hour, it would disintegrate into a chocolate fudge soda. So she had to keep moving
fast. That's so stupid. It's funny.
Oh, you'd eat the ice cream with a wooden spoon.
Yeah. Right?
That's right.
Let's see.
It melts. It turns into a giant pussy. I'd pay good money to see a movie like that. I'd pay good money to see the three of you in person.
Let's see.
Show me a man. Show me a man who drives carefully, whether he's driving a bus, a van, or a sedan, and I'll show you.
Sedan.
I'll show you a handful of peanuts. Boy, that was stupid.
Oh, you really ruined that. No, you were going someplace with that big guy.
I know. That kind of ended nowhere, didn't it?
I'll show you a man who will pay to see the ribs.
Yeah, I was going to say apricot pits, but I use that in another context.
And I was waiting at the bus stop for it, too.
Okay, Jack Hart, how old is Linda Ronstadt?
I'll say she is just 50.
Just 50.
And living in the USA.
God, to be 50 again and living in the USA.
Yeah, where were you when you were 50? Because obviously you weren't living in the USA.
No, I wasn't. I was living with my folks in Antwerp, Belgium. My father, as you know, was the CEO of a large...
Wooden spoon company.
No.
They made wooden spoons.
No, that's my mother you're thinking of.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, he was head of a copper consortium. And she was a beautiful Italian princess who collected wooden spoons.
Collected wooden spoons.
Yes. And he loved Hoodsies, and that's how they met.
Yeah. She was much younger than he was.
That's right.
They both reached for a wooden spoon at the same time.
That's right.
Their eyes met.
And she had the largest collection of Tyrone Power covers from Hoodsies. And he said...
In sepia tone.
Yeah, he said, "Vous êtes ma femme," which is kind of strange because he was an American and of Jewish background.
But it's Bastille Day.
Yeah, that's right. It was Bastille Day, that's right. And, anyway, Hope, how old do you think Linda Ronstadt is?
I've heard inane conversations before, but this is one of the best ones yet.
This conversation with milk or cream and some kind of fruit would be the conversation of... That's right, the conversation of champions.
Absolutely. I just want to say something about wooden spoons. The Norwegian males used to carve wooden spoons for their loves to be, so that's where we get the whole fetish with wooden spoons tonight. But
is that right?
That's true.
None of us knew that. That's pretty interesting.
I knew you were. She's 43, okay. And she's a bus driver from Tijuana.
be quiet. Would you just be quiet? Leave the humor to us, if you would, because we'd appreciate it.
Please,
so,
to the professionals.
That's right. We're professional humorists. We're the professional. Okay. We're professional rib ticklers. Look us under in the yellow pages under rib ticklers.
That's where
let me just go put on my mascara and I'll be quiet.
We're listed under chiropractors.
Bill, out there in Cincinnati, Linda Ronstadt, and we understand that you're, no, I was going to say you're in Central Time. You're not. You're in Eastern Time out there, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, same time as us. So I was going to give you a year leeway on her age, because, but actually you're in the same time zone. What the hell am I talking about? No idea.
What's the heat going?
How old did you say, Bill?
47.
Say that again.
47.
He did say that, isn't he? Now, that's diction that we could all learn from.
Yeah.
47. Dick, what do you think?
53.
53. That was good diction, too. That was nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's my name.
We have an eloquent panel.
Your last name is Shun?
That's right, Dick Shun. That's right, Dick Shun. Probably when they were still in the old country, it was Dick Shunnery, but they shortened it. They anglicized it. Catherine.
Catherine.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could tell us how old you think, you know, Linda Ronstadt is.
Well, I think she's probably about 48.
48.
You know, okay. I understand that they considered him the sorest man in the neighborhood.
I'm sorry, they considered him what?
The sorest man in the neighborhood.
Oh, like from thesaurus, is he?
Why was he the
thesaurus? And who are we talking about as the sorest man in the neighborhood?
Well, I don't know. The dictionary there.
Yeah.
Oh, we're back to that. I see.
I see.
We're already on to Catherine after that. We dumped Dick and we're going on. But you must have thought about that and thought
you're
that was so...
You're going to beat up on Catherine now.
Yeah, he's so hilarious. He thought it was so hilarious he wanted to bring it back. Okay, Linda Ronstadt actually is 49.
What?
I'm sorry. Did I insult you? Humiliate you? She's 49 years old today. So Catherine said 48.
Whoa.
And Jack said 50.
Oh.
So those are the two winners for this round. The way I look at it.
But if you look at it like this, then it's...
Then the winner is Bill and Tony and Hope with a tie. Jan Michael Vincent. He was just in the news. He's beating up his wife and all that kind of...
Yeah.
Sounds like an awful person.
He's a rotter.
He sounds just terrible.
Yeah, but weren't those charges dismissed or dropped or...
No, I think he admitted to them. Maybe she dropped them. But I remember seeing on television while he sat there kind of admitting that
I think he said he used to beat her before, but he had gone over to...
Well, he wants her back, and she says, no, you're a loser. Get away from me.
He was in the TV series...
Airwolf.
Airwolf, that's right. And the miniseries named Winds of War. He's been in a number of movies, none of them very memorable.
No.
He was also in a variety of Disney movies. I think he was like the world's fastest man or something like that, or the world's fastest college student.
Yeah, he did a bunch of
movies. The world's fastest college student?
Yeah, this kind of thing.
That darned college student.
Yeah,
that whole series. That darned dog, that darned cat.
Yeah.
How old was that? Did you say that Linda Ronstadt was?
I said she was 49.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so 48 and 50, we had two that were just a year off either side.
Okay.
Would be the two winners.
Is Michael part of his first name or is it his middle name?
It's a hyphenated Jan Michael.
Oh, it is?
Is a hyphenated name.
Oh, okay.
And his last name is Vincent, so if you were to look him up,
Look up V for Vincent.
He has three first names.
In a way, he does, yeah. Or
that's
three.
Because he had a big family and his mother could never get the name straight. Jim, Michael, Vincent, get over here. Do whatever you are. You're people from
so why did it stick with him, though, Jack, huh? Come on.
Well, because he always tried to, get into his mother's good graces, so he always showed up first. So the name kind of stuck, you see. Yeah, that's a historical name. Yeah.
Sorry, I asked.
Okay. Bill out there in Cincinnati. Well, how old do you think Jan Vincent Michael or Michael Vincent is?
Let's see.
Whatever the heck his name is.
I would guess him to be, I'll try 46.
46, okay. And Dick, what do you think?
Let me think about that.
Okay. Roses will and be.
What's that? I thought you were going to take a little time. And
I'll give you a guess of about 50.
He's got a very old-looking face.
Yes, he does. Mm-hmm. Well, he's sort of pasty-faced now. I'd say 55.
55, okay. Jack, what do you say?
He is a pasty face. 51.
A pasty-faced 51. Nobody more pasty-faced than any guy at 51. Yeah. Yes, sir. Sheldon Moskowitz, who I grew up with.
Yeah.
When he was 51, he was pasty-faced. I think that's the pasty-faced era.
Yeah.
I think when he hit 51, that automatically happens.
Yeah, that's about the year when the pasty starts getting your face. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My chest got pasty-chested at 51.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would think that
53, it's gossamer skin.
Yeah. I would try to trip to the moon on gossamer skin. Yeah, I would think Bill probably can probably.
What?
Well, it's just one of those things. That's the way life is. Anyway, but Bill out in Cincinnati, do you find that the Cincinnatians, Ohioans out where you are, right there on the Ohio River, do you find that the people get pasty-faced when they get about 51 out there, too, or is that just a New England trait?
They're pasty-faced when they're born. And continue to get worse as they get older.
Wow.
I see, wow.
If they get panty-wasted.
It's all of the Coney Island.
Bill, you are a bitter person, and we don't care to hear any more about that, if you don't mind.
Cincinnati.
Oh, jeez. Okay, Hope, how old do you think pasty-faced Jan Michael Vincent is, anyway?
All I can say is I had the biggest crush on this man, and now he really looks pathetic. I'm sorry, but I had to say that.
So you still have that chiseled body, though, the last time? No, that's pasty body.
I didn't check yet. Yeah,
pasty face, doughy body.
The gossamer skin.
Kind of burst my bubble, guys. 52. I'm going to say he's 52.
52.
Web feet.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the inbreeding.
Really,
yeah,
really
that's
good.
Right. So, Tony, what do you think?
I say, well, he is up there. He's definitely up there. Yeah, he's getting up there.
Yeah.
But don't let the pasty face fool you. He's a howling.
A howling, wait a minute. Oh, wolf.
Yeah.
I get it. Airwolf, the series, the TV series.
I was hoping I wouldn't have to explain it. I'm glad you did, though. 53.
Okay, let me mark that down. 53. Catherine.
I think 54.
54, what?
Yeah.
Okay. 54 sounds okay. Actually, Jack got it right on the button. He's 51. Yeah. Then I mentioned earlier tonight, by the way, that I got a card from somebody, and actually unsigned, that said, yeah, how come Tony and Jack always win? It's fixed. Yeah, obviously they work for the station, and you don't have to send them prizes, and therefore it's phony.
They see the script.
And today in the birthdayola scandals.
That's right. Read the newspaper
birthday.
The
it's birthday gate.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah, birthday gate.
It's kind of funny. Oh. If anybody would say that. Anyway, Jan Michael Vincent is 51. Jack Hart wins, gets that. And how about, you know, you want to guess the age of Forrest Whitaker? Does anybody care? Do you know who he is?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was in Good Morning Vietnam, and he's directed some movies, and he was in, what, Crying Game?
And didn't he also do that song? When there's a ship lies rigged and waiting.
That's Roger Whitaker.
Oh, I see. Forrest Roger.
That's right. Did he say, life is like a box of chocolates?
No, that's Forrest Gump.
That's Forrest Gump. I know it was somebody. I thought it was the guy from that,
exactly
from the furniture store. Yeah, yeah. I thought it was
the guy on F-Trip.
Jordan's Furniture. Yeah. Life is like a box of chocolates.
Couches are like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
That's right.
End up with a box of Ex-Lix.
Yeah.
Jack, I want to hear you do this Whitaker guy as Forrest Gump. You know, can you combine the two?
I haven't seen the movie, so I really don't know the Forrest Gump thing beyond that darn
chocolate.
Well,
sing like a box of chocolates in the Roger Whitaker voice.
I left a box of chocolates in the harbor, and I didn't know just what I would get.
You find
the creamy center.
Please don't let him finish, will you?
Sorry.
The crunchy clusters. And you.
That is. And you.
Yeah.
We use this program for Metropolitan State Hospital.
Roger Whitaker is like, he's like some old poopy cousin that comes to visit. And sings at a wedding, and everybody stands there saying, oh, shut up, Roger. You have to sing every damn wedding.
You got on a cheap suit slightly too small.
Yeah. I know it. It's incredible. People actually buy this crap that he sings. I can't believe it.
Oh, I like him.
Oh, be quiet. I'd hate to think that we picked somebody to do the dumb birthday game who had that kind of really rotten taste.
Well, they called to play the game, didn't they?
That ought to tell you something.
The only thing that Whitaker's got going for him is the fact that he's an incredibly handsome man.
It's true. I've got a thing for him.
Okay, Forrest Whitaker's the guy we're guessing. Anyway, not the other guy. Forrest Whitaker.
Wasn't he also...
He was in Body Snatchers.
Yeah, wasn't he Bird?
Downtown.
Did he play Bird in the Clint Eastwood movie Bird there? Didn't he play?
Oh, you mean play the part of Charlie Parker?
Yeah, didn't he?
Is he black or white?
He's black.
Well, he could have. Yeah, it doesn't say that in this thing here.
Doesn't he also
if he was white, it would have been a real stretch, but no, he's black.
Doesn't he also do like a lot of directing and stuff
yes,
at this point?
Lately, yeah.
And producing kind of thing?
Yeah. I think it's just a little sketch. It says actor.
Well, I've never heard of
Robin Williams sidekick guy.
Yeah, he was in Good Morning Vietnam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we've identified him.
Kind of like a sincere face kind of thing.
Yes.
Kind of sincere face kind
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah, you know, it's, you know.
If he married Helen Forrest. Of course, if she married him, her name would be Helen Whitaker, so that wouldn't make any sense.
But we knew where you were going with it. We knew where you were going. We were there for you.
We followed you.
Okay. Now hold.
That was a nice try, Norm.
Yeah, that was. That really seemed like I was going some.
Helen Whitaker.
Funny.
Oh my!
Well, if I only knew who Forrest Whitaker was.
Okay, I'm gonna ask Hope first of all. She'll set the pace. How old is Forrest Whitaker?
I'm stumped.
No. You're barking up the wrong tree now.
Now we're branching off into other kinds of humor.
I'm gonna say 54 quickly.
We should leave it well enough alone.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe you should just leave.
Yeah.
Oh.
leaf it.
What do you think of a sap?
Okay.
I pine for you, Jack.
Catherine, what do you think? How old is Forrest Whitaker?
I'm going to try 52, I guess.
You better get
52, okay. Okay, and Bill from Cincinnati, that Bill, as opposed to...
That Bill.
Yeah, you're the only Bill actually playing the game, but how old do you think Forrest Whitaker is?
How about 56?
56. Okay, and Tony?
He's a deep, dark...
Deep, dark Forrest?
Yes,
you're not doing racial jokes,
no,
are you with
no.
that? Okay.
No. He's 38.
Okay.
I cut him in half and I counted the rings.
Okay, there must be some joke about him running for president being on the stump, but we won't have to go through that. Dick, what do you think?
47.
Dick says 47. And Jack?
Hey, didn't he also show up in Married with Children as the other shoe salesman?
He may have.
Shoe salesman buddy.
That could be. I don't really know. I don't see Married with Children. I'm busy watching the Boston Symphony Orchestra.
I see. And the Discovery Channel.
That's right.
Joyce.
Yes.
And every once in a while, some Spice. But
yeah, I like to watch films on the newly emergent egrets among the swamps of Indochina.
Romance.
I really get off on that, you know.
Okay, I've seen those nature shows.
Wow.
Little baby.
Ooh, you ever see The Mate or what? You know, don't knock it.
Here is the mating dance of the North American egret. A plumed bird, he does his dance for the woman in a quick two-step.
That's right.
Notice the pegged pants. The long jacket.
And the captain. Notice the way he's offering her his candied apples.
Oh. Notice the gardenia corsage.
That's right. He's putting it on her wrists right now. Okay. So.
Notice the leering smile. The animated eyebrows. And the promises of nylons and chuckle.
Jack, so how old is Forrest Whitaker?
I notice when they're finished how he gently puffs on the cigarette.
Yeah.
Hey,
they call afterwards. What is good for you?
Will you tell me how old? Will you stop that? How old is Forrest Whitaker?
47.
I said that.
Hey, those nature shows got me through puberty. Are you kidding?
Okay, actually, everybody's guessed much older than Forrest Whitaker. Although by now he may be that age. But he's actually 34.
Hey, I didn't guess that much.
Older than, no, Tony, you were the closest at 38. So you have one correct answer. Jack has two. Catherine has one. And I guess the guy who wrote me the letter... saying that, how come Jack and Tony always win? It's obviously a fix, and it's a phony.
I only have one.
There's a magnet under each of us.
Okay, we're going to go now to Monday, July 17th, because there's not too many people who are, to be fun to guess. So we'll go to, if you don't mind, we'll go to July 7th. A lot of interesting people born on that day, Monday, including Nelson Mandela. Hold on a minute while I... Well, you know about Nelson Mandela, South African president.
Mm-hmm.
Had been jailed for 28 years before his release in 1990. Won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1993. And how old would Nelson Mandela be today? Catherine, what do you think?
54.
54?
Right.
54. Okay, Dick?
66.
66. And Bill?
I'll say 64.
64. And what do you think, Hope?
67.
Hope says 67. And Jack?
74.
Okay, and Tony?
Yeah, 74. I'm going to have to just go with Jack on this one.
Okay, well, then that means that both of you are the closest, because actually 77 years old today. Yes, 77 years old today.
Now it looks like we're cheating.
You didn't let me in on it. That's not fair.
It really does.
Tony and I have hand signals sent up.
That's right.
That's right.
Read the script again.
Lucy Arnaz has a birthday July 17th also. The daughter, of course, of Lucille Ball. Here's Lucy on stage in They're Playing Our Song, and on CBS TV on the Lucy Arnaz show, she's married to actor Lawrence Luckinbill. Lawrence Luckinbill, as you know,
amazing dances of Luckinbill.
That's right. That's right. He was very close to the egret.
Yes, he was.
The Luckinbill and the egret.
The yellow-breasted Luckinbill.
That's right. Why, hello.
Hello, Luckinbill.
They named their first baby after Neil Simon.
What do they name it, Neil or Simon?
I don't know. It doesn't say, because they met while Neil performing Simon. In Simon's plays. I think maybe they named it Odd Couple. Something like that. Might have been something like that.
Biloxi. Goodbye, girl, Luckinbill.
She was in They're Playing Our Song, and he was in Chapter 2, which, of course, was another Neil Simon play.
Now they're in Chapter 11, which is why they wrote the book.
That's right. Hoping to recoup their losses? Yeah. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah.
Okay, Lucy Arnaz, we'll start with, we'll start with you, Jack. How old will Lucy be on Monday?
How old will Lucy be?
Especially if she run the train leaving from San Francisco at 9 a.m. And he was leaving from Boston at 12 p.m. going at 26 miles per hour.
Slow freight.
It'd be the bus driver.
That's right. And they were carrying a load of loose egrets and Luckinbills.
Yes. Loose egrets and Luckinbills. Wow, what an ugly sight that would be.
Peg leg pants.
Now, what does that mean? Is that I missed something?
That I didn't even hear it. What?
Peg leg pants.
Peg leg pants.
Oh.
Peg leg pants.
It's a very small percentage of the population wear those.
Okay, now who did I mention America. First? Jack, did I ask you first?
Yeah, Lucy Arnaz.
Lucy Arnaz, yeah.
When was that show on? 72? The Here's Lucy show with her kids?
I don't have a single date.
No, that was later, I think, to that.
And Gail Gordon just died.
Yes, he did, within the past week or so.
Lucy! Lucy! She's got to be 40, no, 50.
No.
Let's see, her mother, Lucy, one of the channels had MAME. Her mother was in the movie version of MAME.
Mm-hmm.
It came out in 74, I think, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible movie. No, I mean, considering the great score and everything, it was just awful. The movie was awful.
Auntie Mame like that? No.
Auntie Mame, no, that was the one, Auntie Mame.
Oh, really? I don't think I've seen the Lucille Ball version.
No, I didn't even realize she was in it, and I was watching, and I thought, isn't that funny casting that they picked up some woman who looks just like Lucille Ball? Turned out that's who it was.
Because the first, what I consider the first one, I can't remember the star with. I love that. I love that movie.
I do too. Rosalind Russell,
Russell.
I mean, there were the show itself is a fine show.
She did that on stage too, didn't she?
Yes, I believe she did. Oh, I saw it. No, I didn't. I saw Gypsy, I guess. I always think of them the same way. But anyway, MAME is a great show. May. Anyway, it's got a good score, but the movie itself was kind of awful. But anyway, Jack, how old in heaven's name is Lucy Arnaz?
Lucy Arnaz. You know, she could be like a couple of different ages.
This is there. Well, if you take into account the time zones, Jack.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's amazing.
And if she was using that product Lose a Year, that the Scotch tape with the elastic band that pulls your skin back.
Oh, I love that.
You never could tell. She might be.
If she were on the island of Bali right now, it would be 4 p.m. on Saturday. I have to know that,
and it would be it would be a leap year.
No, I have one of my daughters. Right at this moment is on the island of Bali.
Is that right?
Yeah. Some little Middleton kid is at Bali.
She's on Bali.
Would you believe that, Jeff?
Oh, she's not on Java anymore. She's back on Bali?
She's on Bali now, yeah.
And she was on Java before?
No, she's coming home. She's coming home over the weekend.
Now she's on the decaf.
What does she do? Does she work there?
She owns the island of Bali. She's one of these new generations of kids that saves their money, works hard, and invests it wisely. In this case, she figured Bali was
going to timeshare out there.
That's right. No, she figured it's the land of tomorrow. Great opportunities.
She's hoping to be one of the first investors in the Walt Disney World Bali.
That's right.
She's taking a course in Bali dancing.
That's right.
But no, she likes Bali. She also likes oats. And corn.
Oh boy.
Jack.
What? Anyway, Jack. Yeah, we're running out of time. You know that. Yeah.
I see.
I want to get
a few more for Monday. Come on.
Come on, because I've got to do the Green Turtle Bay vitamins, but I'll do those later.
That's
okay. What do you say, Jack? How old is Lucy Arnaz?
Lucy Arnaz. She has. I love Lucy Arnaz. She's got 51.
That was so painful, wasn't it? Bill, what do you think?
The big 5-0.
The big 5-0. Okay, Catherine.
49.
49. Dick, what do you say?
47.
He says 47, and Hope says...
I'm with Dick, 47.
And I see. She's ready for the Jerry Springer show with that kind of confession. Anyway,
44, Norm.
44, okay. 44 is exactly right.
That's for you.
I think we are cheating. You've got three. And Jack
I don't have three. I do have three.
Yes, you do have three, and Jack has two.
Oh, cool.
No, Jack has three also.
He does?
So you guys are tied.
We better make an appointment.
I think you guys are going right along with this guy who's accusing us of cheating. I think maybe you guys are. I'm beginning to wonder about that. Okay, just one more. Art Linkletter. Kids say the darndest things. He started out as a man on the street interviewer in San Francisco. He was had quite a radio show that I loved when I was much younger, back in the 40s.
And, of course, he did the Crap-matic beds for all those years.
That's right, yeah. Anyway, that's Art Linkletter. I guess we know about him. Catherine, what do you think? How old is he? Pardon me?
I think 78.
78. Okay, Dick?
73.
Bill?
80.
Bill says 80. And Hope?
I'm going to say 79.
Okay. And Jack?
80. Hoa.
I knew you were going to say that, too.
Is that right?
Going to be that
she didn't know that. She didn't know that. No, no.
She did.
She was on the line trying to get through to the psychic network, and they weren't answering.
Don't
they have an unlisted phone number now.
No.
Tony, what do you say?
He's a crafty.
Ooh.
Ooh. I was going to say he's an adjustable, but I said no. He's a crafty 80. 83.
83 is exactly right. Oh, man. You've gotten them almost right on the button along the way.
That's pretty cool.
No, the last two you got on the button. The others, you were the closest. No, he's 83 is exactly right. I want to thank you all for playing this swell game with us. And for tolerating the cheating that has been going on. Now, obviously, even under my own nose, I didn't know that you guys were cheating.
Oh, after a while, you get to do the math quickly because you think in terms of decades, and you can quickly sort of like slip back and forth to, 3 years more or 5 years less. And,
I did that, and I got a big zero.
Well, you got to figure out which direction to slide.
Well, maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Technology.
Okay. Catherine, I want to thank you very much for playing the game with us.
My pleasure.
And you two, Dick and Bill.
Okay, Norm. That's a distant cousin of the Luckin' Bill, isn't it? Yeah, Dick and Bill.
That's right. Dick and Bill. And and of course, Hope, and I thank Hope, and I certainly... let's see. Who else do I... I thank you, Jack.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, and
Norm?
Yes, sir.
I want you to think about me when you're reading that commercial.
There you go, everybody. What did you all think here in the Teen Canteen?
Yay!
Okay, then. Tune in again this week for another gem from Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness. Please like, subscribe, and share, and hit the bell so you can get notifications when the next big show airs. Closing the vault and riding the radio waves home. For the Norm Nathan person, I'm Tony Nesbitt.